You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay.
All right. Meghan Markle was speaking to Paris Hilton.
She's a royal, you know. She's one of us.
No, Meghan, not Paris Hilton.
No, oh, Paris Hilton.
She's not a royal.
She's Paris Hilton is a royal.
No, she's an heiress.
But Meghan is a royal.
Wait, doesn't she have a relative who named Baron?
That's Baron Hilton.
Yeah.
No, that's
and
her.
And you're Baroness. You should
that's
get together.
Baron is his name, you idiots.
No.
That's and her brother.
Isn't that Baron Trump? Oh, you are so related
stupid.
To all of these people.
All right. Meghan was speaking to Paris Hilton on her podcast, Archetypes, and was discussing with
Paris.
She was
disgusting. You're right.
No, was discussing with Paris her former gig as a briefcase girl on NBC's Deal or No Deal back in 2006. I loved that show, by the way. And,
it's right in your wheelhouse.
It sure was. And she basically said she was reduced to bimbo status, complaining about the job.
Just to paint the picture for you, that before the tapings of the show, all the girls, we would line up and there were different stations for having your lashes put on or your extensions put in or the padding in your bra.
Thing. Oh, you poor thing.
We were even given spray tan vouchers each week. Because there was a very cookie-cutter idea of precisely what we should look like. It was solely about beauty and not necessarily about brains. I ended up quitting the show. Like I said, I was thankful for the job, but not for how it made me feel, which was not smart. And by the way, I was surrounded by smart women on that stage with me, but that wasn't the focus of why we were there. And I would end up leaving with this pit in my stomach, knowing that I was so much more than what was being objectified on the stage. I didn't like feeling forced to be all looks and little substance.
Shut up.
Okay, let me get this straight. They saw her on the street, they abducted her.
No.
And brought her into that studio and made her be beautiful and didn't let her be smart. And there was Mayim Bialik, who was refused the chance to be a suitcase model on Deal or No Deal. That is so unfair.
Well, listen, I don't know what Meghan was thinking that she was signing up for, wearing sexy dresses and being called a suitcase model. Did she think that they were going to count the cash in the briefcase and make them look smart?
She can't.
That was the
One,
job.
One, two.
All right, but yesterday after Meghan's remarks, another
is that
one
your
of the,
final answer?
Another one, a different show.
Sorry.
Another one of those suitcase models weighed in. I happen to know personally this model. She's a doll. Her name is Claudia Jordan.
Birds of a feather.
She is a former Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh,
and she says
smart.
The show never treated her or the girls like bimbos. In fact, she said they got so many opportunities because of that show. Of course, you heard Meghan say she left the show and went on to act. Claudia went on to
went on to bag a royal.
Claudia went on to be in People's
Because she was smart.
In People's Most 100 Beautiful Issue. co-hosting Extra TV for a while. And in 2000, she co-hosted the Miss Universe pageant with Billy Bush in front of a half a billion people.
Nobody's perfect.
Adding not too shabby for a bimbo. She called Deal or No Deal a stepladder that she's been ascending on for 25 years that paid all her bills and put her in front of 13 million people every single night that show was on.
Same thing happened to me. You know, I did the Conan the Barbarian, and then people just looked at me as a dummy with muscles.
You were a himbo, not a bimbo.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, listen, we got a himbo in the governor's office.
And that led to many opportunities. Now, as for Megan, she quit the show after 34 episodes. She also, yesterday, Megan weighed in, speaking for the very first time about the Queen's passing, telling Variety she feels very fortunate to have known her, grateful that she was able to be with Harry to support him, especially during that time, calling the Queen the most shining example of female leadership, adding she feels deep gratitude to have been able to spend time with her and get to know her.
Keep my name out of your mouth.
You've
broken up my family, you bimbo.
She also called this time in her and Harry's life very complicated. I mean, there's a lot going on.
I was trying to get out and make millions of dollars and throw the family under the bus, and it was really complicated. I had to do it. Anybody there?
Oh.
Do you like it?
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat candy.